This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. All the way back in spring, doctors and scientists warned that as we entered the colder months, we would see a surge in COVID-19. Well, it's here. Michigan on Tuesday posted a record number of daily confirmed coronavirus cases, nearly 6,500. The state also reported the deadliest day in 6 months' time, with 59 deaths in a 24-hour period. The seven-day average of daily new cases in Michigan has more than doubled over the past 2 weeks, from just over 2,200 to nearly 4,900. Washtenaw County yesterday reported 133 new COVID cases, with a total of over 6,000 cases and 121 deaths since the pandemic began. Joining us on the WEMU Newsline is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator with the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Is it going to get worse before it gets better?
Well, if current trends continue the way they are, that's what it is looking like. You know, as you said, for rates and indicators on the Michigan level, we're seeing very similar things locally. Our daily cases, for example, currently are running about 100 per day. And that's in comparison to last month about this time, we were only seeing about 30, 35 per day.
We know that there are local orders in place. There are orders from the state of Michigan in place, yet there is a lack of structure and planning and forethought on the part of the federal government when it comes to COVID-19 and dealing with the pandemic. What do you think is causing in Washtenaw County the numbers to continue going up despite the orders we do have in place?
Well, as you mentioned, there's been concern that when the weather shifted, you know, more things were inside, we'd start to see increases. And really the bottom line is not much of anything has changed about the virus, right? The virus is still circulating.
It's just us.
Right. So things have certainly become less restricted from when we had stay home, stay safe orders. People certainly are fatigued and tired and, you know, willing to see their loved ones maybe occasionally. And unfortunately, you know, there still is that risk of exposure, even if you're having an interaction without precautions with a small group or with your family or friends. We still do, unfortunately, see a lot of spread in those situations without precautions.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia. Just as we see another significant surge of COVID cases, we're about to enter the heart of flu season as well. Have there been many reported cases of flu to this point?
No, fortunately, we're not seeing flu activity yet, but that's not necessarily unusual for this time of year. Often flu cases are highest in our area in that
January, February, or even January, February.
So not unusual that we're not seeing it, but as you know, we're also doing a lot of work this year to really encourage that flu vaccination. The last thing we want to see is people having both COVID and flu at the same time. There's also legitimate concern for hospital capacity. Often during the flu season, our hospital capacity is pretty maxed with flu cases, related flu cases. So we don't want that combined with hospitalizations for COVID either.
What kind of planning is in place should we have the normal number of flu cases plus that whole surge of new COVID cases that require hospitalization as well?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's a legitimate concern coming into the month. And part of the reason, you know, that we're concerned about the increases in cases. It's not just that the cases themselves are increasing, but that we start to see there's a lag, definitely, but then we start to see those hospitalizations follow that. So the urgency to do everything we can to prevent that spread and keep those cases low is never just about the cases, but about that public health and healthcare system capacity, because the strain on those definitely follows the increase in cases. So that's the bad news, right?
Right.
The good news is that we already have those tools that we know can reduce the spread. You know, the face coverings, the distance, the good hand washing, and importantly, following the isolation and quarantine guidance. But of course, we know there's unfortunately a lot of challenges with that right now. And, you know, while we plan for and expect those challenges, the difficulties in sharing information and getting compliance right now are really unprecedented.
As we consider the possibility of those increases in COVID cases, and we mentioned the flu, Washtenaw County is trying to make that flu vaccine as accessible as possible. And there's going to be an opportunity for county residents to get a free vaccination this weekend, right?
Correct. There is a drive-through or walk-up flu vaccination clinic scheduled in Manchester this weekend, and that's going to be at Emmanuel United Church of Christ. And that's Thursday, November 12th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. And that there's no cost, out-of-pocket cost for anyone for that. 6 months and older, you can be vaccinated for flu. And that's making it as accessible as we possibly can.
I do want to talk about access for a moment, too. We're talking with Susan Cerniglia from Washtenaw County Health Department on WEMU. Nearly 4% of Washtenaw County residents are without health insurance right now. Open enrollment is running through December 15th. For those without, what help is available during this enrollment period?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. There is really always help available through our Washtenaw Health Plan office. And particularly at this time of year with the marketplace open enrollment, we want to make sure that folks look at, you know, the options available to them, choose the best one, and get enrolled. And right now that's all happening virtually. So folks can call the health plan office at 734-544-3030 or email whp@washtenaw.org. And there's help available in multiple languages. We have Spanish-speaking staff, Arabic-speaking staff, as well as other languages by phone interpretation. So absolutely get coverage. Make sure your coverage is still what you want it to be. And do that now if you're going to use market plan options, or there are other possibilities for continuing to enroll in Medicaid and other options throughout the year.
I know there are some out there that are hearing our conversation this morning and feel that no matter what the cost may be, it is simply beyond what they can afford in their current life. You know, a lot of folks out of work because of the pandemic. What do you say to someone who feels that whatever that cost may be, it's simply too much to get health insurance?
Well, our Washtenaw Health Plan team often reports that folks are surprised at the options that they can get, that some are truly affordable. But certainly for a lot of people, especially times if you get into the higher and middle incomes, it definitely can be expensive. But we would just encourage everyone to have that conversation and make sure you're looking at the options and getting the best coverage you can. Unfortunately, not having coverage in place can not only be routinely expensive if there's serious medical issues that can be catastrophic. So really get that help and consider and make sure you have the best, most affordable option for you.
I'd like to thank you for the time today, Susan, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia, Communications and Health Promotion Administrator with the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information, head to our website at WEMU.org, and we'll connect you with all the resources you need. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.